Blog Talk Radio.
What's good? What's good? Y'all got the bar guy on.
It's your girl, KCJ.
Yeah, yeah, this Ryder, yo.
This is our real deal, man.
This QP, man, R3.
And it's the one and the only, you understand what I'm saying? Double bar build.
Dre Dennis, if you didn't know, finish showing what it's hitting for.
It's Shuny.
And this is Danger Zone, and you're listening to the Bar Code on Compete Street Radio.
Yeah! What's up? You're on Compete Street. This is the Bar Code Special Thursday Night Edition. I'm your host, T.D. Berry, with Neo Ford. Lele Smalls has the night off. Neo, what's up?
Yo, what up, man? A whole lot, man. It was a busy weekend in Battle Rap. I know me and you got to go out to a local event on Saturday. It was like four other events this weekend. You had URL, Double Impact, the We Go Hard event for the Love of Paper that happened like right after Double Impact. I don't even think Double Impact was finished when the We Go Hard event got started. It was the URL PG event, that thing called Hunger for More on Sunday, which I heard a lot of good things about. And, of course, like I said, it was the Crack Liberty. Shout out to Crack Liberty Battle League for the event they put on Back to the Block. It was a lot of dope battles.
That was a good event, man. Shout out Crack Liberty Battle League.
Definitely, definitely. They always put on good events, putting on for Philly. So yeah, shout out to them. Shout out to the mayor of Philadelphia, OC Diesel.
OC, what
you know,
up?
It was a spectacular event. So first and foremost, since we're at the end of the month, this is the last show of the month. But I feel like these last show of the month shows creep up on us. So I guess we'll get this out of the way first, since we always find ourselves scratching for time at the end of the show to do this. So, Month's Madness, bar of the month, battle of the month. So, Neo, for your bar of the month, do you have a bar of the month, and who is it from?
My bar of the month is from Briz, the Briz and Ill Will battle. Send your mom the ashes and tell her she earned the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was like my favorite bar of the month. So I'm gonna
Okay, I like that. I'm actually gonna go with Geechee Gotti's the Bruce Jenner co-word Bruce Jenner that me and Papa's mom too. I've been like stuck on that since you said it. That was crazy. Shout out to Geechee Gotti. Shout out to Briz. We have a caller on the line here. All right.
Hello?
Caller, you're on P Street. This is the bar called Who's This?
What's good? It's the good, bad girl, Ms. Black Pearl, coming straight out of Toronto, Canada, to holler at y'all. What's good?
Ms. Black Pearl, what's up? What's going on?
Nothing. I'm just hitting y'all up. I'm out here on the streets of Toronto right now. I was on my way home, and the subway's a little bit messed up. So I was like, I'm not going to make it home in time to call y'all from home. So I'm just out here downtown, just chilling, kicking it.
Okay. So you've been on Queen of the Ring. Was it once or twice?
I've been on once in January for the Winter War sparring session, and then definitely in talks with Debo about when I'm going to be back, because right now what they're doing is the sparring session was basically to bring in a new class of new talent to Queen of the Ring. So there was myself and I think about almost 19 other girls on the card originally, and we basically had to go with bars that could be for anybody on the card. We had no idea who our opponent was, and we got matched up on site right before we were about to start battling. So it was it was definitely a test for me in pushing my pen as far as writing, for just not knowing who my opponent's going to be, but just writing. So we did that. And then now with from the new class, they've done some more sparring sessions and as well some closed room battles. And then now they're setting up the Shoot Your Shot event, which is actually happening on my birthday. I'm really kind of excited about that. And, yeah, they've set up some of the new class, some of the top performers out of the new class, the favorites, the people, the battlers that people really liked and were feeling. And they've set them up against top-tier female battlers and Queen of the Ring. So I'm really excited to see how that's going to go. And I'm hashtag draft picks all day. I'm supporting my new class of 2017 for Queen of the Ring. So definitely showing love to all the girls that are on the card.
Okay. And that was something that 40 Bars helped put together, correct?
I believe so. Like, she's on the card. And I think you may be thinking of the SEA event that 40's involved with, if I remember correctly. I think she's helping set that one up. But, the Shoot Your Shot event, it's really, like, there's some crazy mashups. So I'm really excited to see what's going to come of that.
Okay, yeah, that's like a rookie versus vets type of thing.
Yeah.
Okay. So how long have you been battling?
I just hit a year of battling in May, actually. May last year was my debut battle versus Snow White on the Beast Mode League here in Toronto. Shout out to Beast Mode. And, that was the start. Since then, battled on Alpha League in Detroit. What up, Alpha League and Bar Wars? Shout out to them. And then also Montreal. I was on DMS Battle Ring out there. And then I got to come back to Toronto. I battled on Beast Mode again. And then it was my sparring session on Queen of the Ring. And then now I have a couple things lined up for July, three battles lined up for July. And so, yeah, I'm just out here.
Okay.
Grinding.
And do you think it's a difference with battling in the States than in Toronto or home?
A difference? A difference battling away than battling here?
Yeah, like, is it like do you feel, how can I say it? Do you feel like more comfortable battling home, or is it like, do it matter?
In a sense, it does matter and it doesn't. The easier thing about battling here is, like, with me traveling for those battles, one, I was driving to places that weren't necessarily close. Like, Detroit's a 4-hour drive. Montreal's a 5-hour drive. So it was a little bit of traveling into the city, getting in, and then, like, getting ready and heading to the battle. So, I mean, as far as preparation, it's just like the hard part is a bit being like tired, or, you know, being in the car for a minute and then getting out and going straight to the battle and having the same energy, as opposed to I'm in my city, I'm traveling from one part of the city to the other, and then I can kick it and chill, and you know what I mean? It's just a matter of the vibe that I'm able to bring to it, as well as like the energy, even if I'm traveling. Okay.
What about styles? Like, is that any different? Like, styles?
I would say, offhand, I would say I find my American opponents to be more aggressive than my Canadian opponents.
Okay.
So that's one thing. And I think, too, also, like, my debut battle, it was also Snow White's debut battle. So it was like our first time just trying to kind of feel out things and whatever. And then my battle versus Lucinda in Montreal, that was her debut as well. And then my battle versus Bayonetta on Beast Mode here, that was her second battle here on Beast Mode. So, I mean, again, just dealing with people that are also new to the game, it was, I definitely felt a different level of aggression than I did from my American opponent. Queen of the Ring, my opponent, was it was kind of cool, actually. She was a Muslim girl wearing a hijab at the battle, so you kind of don't know what to expect. And she was, her style is different. Shelsa misunderstood. Her style is a bit different. She's more funny and jokey in her performance as opposed mm-hmm. to coming with aggression. So that was kind of a little bit of a refreshing difference, but also a bit of an interesting style clash. As I said, the aggression is a little bit different. Going to my battle versus Ace Boogie, this is a kind of a funny story. It was just me and my manager, my man and manager, Phil, Mr. Mumbles. It was him and me rolling out to Detroit just ourselves. So we get into the venue, and then it's time to go up for my battle, and I go and take my spot, and my opponent, Ace Boogie, rolls up with probably like 15 girls behind her to go stand on the other side. So it was definitely like a vibe and an energy. You know what I mean? Obviously, I'm in her city. Right. I'm kind of on her territory. So it's just the whole vibe of the away game feel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So with people being more aggressive, do that change anything for you? Or do you just keep the same game plan?
You know, it's interesting. I try to plan for as much as I can in the sense and be prepared as much as I can in the sense where some of my battles I've included antics in my performance. So I have to be mindful of how that plays into what I'm doing. As far as the aggression, again, like with touching on the whole like energy as far as traveling, I know that I've learned over my battle so far. That's something I definitely am working on improving, is bringing more aggression and bringing more intense energy to my performances. I think that's something that I could improve on, and that I am working to improve on going forward.
Right, definitely. I think you should definitely do that. Start beasting them girls, man.
Oh, you know what? It's funny, too. I get some, like, because of being in battle rap and acquaintances and people that I've talked to and even, like, people who are more experienced that have given me feedback and tips and pointers, I try to pay attention to that and take in what they're saying, but also stay true to myself and my style and what I'm trying to do. So
true.
With that, it's a balance, because I'm not like a lot of these female battlers out here. I'm very different in how I present myself, how I write, what my style entails. So I have to be mindful of that and take the feedback and apply it to me, but also, again, just stay true to myself and who I am, because at the end of the day, that is what's gotten me. That is a large part of what's gotten me to where I'm at right now and gotten me the opportunities that I've been able to have.
Right.
And
right.
Another thing, actually, something just jumped into my head. Another thing, I'm 5'11", and I'm a big girl. Like, I'm not small. So one thing I definitely need to do more is using my size to my advantage, especially over opponents that are shorter or smaller than me. So, again, that's something else that I'm definitely incorporating going forward.
Okay. And like, with you being from Canada, do you think it would be better for you to try to make Queen of the Ring your home league, or maybe King of the Diet? Maybe if they wanted to reach out to you and give you a few battles, so like, who do you think you would be better off coming up in as a home league?
Well. See, here's the thing. As I'm sure you know, there's a lot of politics and things that go on behind the scenes to make battle rap work and to make individual leagues work. So, I mean, one thing you have, like, for me, King of the Dot is definitely something I aspire to, but I'm realistic in the fact that I need to pay my dues and earn my stripes in battle rap to get to that place. I'm not expecting a handout. I'm not expecting, you know, to just walk into battle rap and be like, oh, everything's mine. But I also, I expect to put the work in and grow as a battler so that the bigger named leagues do want to work with me and give me an opportunity. At the same time, as far as home league, it runs into the issue of me being from Canada and traveling. As I'm sure you know, like, there's been situations where battlers are scheduled to come here and there's issues of crossing the border and all of that. I'm very fortunate in the sense that I have a good passport. I have a clean, no criminal record. So I'm not really getting a lot of problems at the border, which opens me up to traveling more for battles. But at the same time, it's all about the league and what they're able to do. I'm actually in talks right now with the league in the States, and I don't want to necessarily mention anything because it's still developing, but I am in talks with the league in the States about potentially joining their roster. So I'm just trying to, you know, keep focused on what I'm doing, follow my strategy and the plan that we've set for me and the trajectory that I'm on and that I'm striving for, and just kind of see and feel out what opportunities come to me and what is going to align best with my brand and where I'm trying to go in battle rap.
Okay. So what's next? Like, could you tell us, like, do you have any up-and-coming battles that we should be looking out for?
Definitely. So I'm on deck actually next Saturday to go to Niagara Falls, New York on Rack Pack Battle League. I'm battling Skrilla. Then 2 weeks after that, I'm back in Detroit battling Bad Life Bird on Alpha League, and I believe that's July 22nd. Then after that, I have July 28th in Kingston, Ontario, UGK Battle League. I have those lined up. I have an event that's tentative for August. We're just waiting to finalize the details. Also another battle tentative for September. And then I'm, again, in talks with leagues as far as what I'm going to be doing into the fall and early winter. So I'm definitely out here. Like, I'm grinding. I'm doing my thing, and I'm working. It's real out here, for sure.
Definitely keeping busy. You have a busy, busy summer ahead of you.
So, yeah, and on top of that, I'm actually getting set to drop an EP. I've been in the studio throughout June and just finalizing up the tracks and stuff and sending off stuff to get mixed and mastered. And then, yeah, I'm going to be dropping that later this summer. So I'm definitely looking forward to that because, you know, there's a common misperception about battlers or a common perception about battlers that battlers can't make music or can't make good music. So for me, I started out writing and doing music and then ventured into battle rap. So it's a bit different for me, and I'm really excited for not only everybody, but especially battle rap, the battle rap community, to hear my music and get the feedback on that and see how people are feeling it and vibing with it.
Okay. So music is your main baby. Do you have a name for your EP yet?
I do. I'm kind of like, I'll be honest, I'm kind of keeping it hush just because it's kind of an interesting wordplay, and I'm really excited to present it, but I'm really trying to be a little bit mysterious about it. So I'm keeping it hush for right now, but definitely it's going to be something worth hearing about.
Okay. And will that be on iTunes?
I'm trying to put it everywhere, anywhere I can get it. I'm trying to have it out there. So definitely it'll be on my SoundCloud and as well as many other platforms as I can get it on and make sure people hear it.
Okay. Definitely. We'll be on the lookout for that. So do you have any, I guess I want to say dream battles, can you give me like two or three battles that you would like to happen maybe a year or two down the line, you know, like once you said after you earn your stripes, like anything that has a realistic chance of happening?
Well, I mean, given the fact that I'm from Toronto and King of the Dot is here, and I mean the obvious one is Bonnie because she battles a lot out here in King of the Dot, and there's not really a lot of female competition for her out here. she's battled Gaddis out here, and they both were coming from the States to battle here on King of the Dot. So, I mean, definitely given given certain things that have transpired on social media, that's definitely something I'm aiming for.
Okay. Okay. Anybody else? Hello?
Oh, we lost.
Oh, I say she's still here. I don't know. Maybe she's getting bad signal.
Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Hello? Yeah, sorry
hello.
About that.
Can you hear us?
I think. Hello?
Yeah.
I can hear y'all. So, I'm sorry. Could you repeat the question for me, please? The new class, right. What I was saying is, as far as battles that I'm looking forward to, definitely getting back on Queen of the Ring and facing off against any of the girls that were in my sparring session class, and then just seeing what develops out of that relationship as well.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you got a few battles this summer, and you have your EP dropping. So I know you're going to be very busy, but, you know, we're looking forward to seeing you. You seem like you're progressing in your battles from last year to your last battle on Queen of the Ring. So looking forward to see you continue to progress. And good luck to you and everything you got going on this summer. And thanks for calling up. Thanks for the support.
I appreciate it, man. I appreciate the opportunity to call in and politics with y'all and just talk about what I'm trying to do with my little piece of the battle rap pie. So I definitely appreciate it. It was dope chatting with you guys, and I appreciate the support as far as what I'm doing and the ventures that I'm pursuing. And honestly, it's humbling to hear that you recognize the progression that I've made. I've definitely strived to push my pen, and even with it's been a minute since battling in January on Queen of the Ring, so I've been writing and just focused, and I'm definitely the new stuff I have for my upcoming battles is fire, like fire. And I can honestly from the bottom of my heart say that. So I'm very excited, and I can't wait till that stuff it happens and drops, and I will definitely keep y'all posted and in the loop with what I'm doing.
Shout out to Mumbles too. Shout out to Mumbles.
He's right here next to me.
Nick, do you have any other shout outs you want to give before you go?
I just want to shout out all the leagues that have fucked with me. I appreciate y'all. I appreciate the opportunity going forward. The leagues that I'm in talks with, I appreciate you considering giving me the opportunity and the discussions that we're having. Anybody that supports me, it's all love and gratitude and appreciation. Just shout out to all the leagues. Shout out to Mumbles, who's got my back all day. United Front, King's Court in the building. And, I have to make I have one special, special shout out. There's a battler that I've been friends with for years, and he actually did 7 weeks on 106 and Park back in the day. He goes by the name Johnny Cash, a.k.a. the Ghetto Ghost. And we recently reconnected, and he's got a new EP out. He's definitely doing his thing. So I just got to give a shout out to him because he's been supporting me from years before and me with him supporting him. So I just got to show that love as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Ms. Black Pearl, again, good luck to you, everything you got
going on,
and hopefully this isn't the last time we chop it up. Right.
Definitely will not be. I'll be sure to keep y'all on speed dial and keep y'all posted on what I'm doing. Thank you again, and it was a great time talking with you.
Thanks. Okay, be cool.
All right.
Have a good night. Shout out to Ms. Black Pearl. Shout out to Mumbles. Canadian. Shout out to Canadian battle rap in general. They have some dope rappers from Canada. If anybody is a fan of King of the Dot, you know that. All right, so we was on our Month's Madness bars and battle of the month. So we got the bars off.
Yes, I did the Geechee. The Bruce Jenner popped his mom too.
Oh, all right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, that was mine. Shout out to Geechee. So your battle of the month. Where do you want to go with for your battle of the month?
Well, I'm gonna just keep it where I left it at the bar. I'm gonna go with Briz and Ill Will. That battle was. I was in the building for that. So that battle.
Do you think it was even better on camera than it was in the building?
Well, I enjoy both times watching it, cause you know, in the building is a whole nother animal. But the energy when you're in the building, that energy. From the crowd.
The energy for that particular battle. That whole night was just electric. But that battle, Tay Rock and Chess, like the energy for those two battles was crazy.
Yeah.
But yeah, that translated well on camera. I think it was actually a little closer. It swung. I think the camera swung more in Briz's favor than the building did. For that, I don't know. I just think it was a little. It seemed a little closer in the building. I mean, like it was fighting. Definitely a dope band. A lot of replay value on that. So for mine, I'm a little biased here, but. P-Easy versus Ortega Don Vega from We Go Hard TV is what I'm going with for Battle of the Month. That was a very good back and forth from two up-and-comers. That was from the Love Day event. That was a fire battle. They both was fighting. That was a dog fight. So shout out to them. And I guess I'll give an honorable mention to QP versus Born.
Okay. Yeah, that was a good one.
Maybe that would have been Lele's pick. Maybe that would have been her pick for Battle of the Month. I got a feeling it would have been. We'll find out next week. But yeah, honorable mention into that. That was a good back and forth also. So got a few minutes left. What do you so over the weekend we had the Double Impact card and. Apparently, there was some almost altercation backstage with Team St. Louis, Hitman Holla and Aver versus Briz and T-Top. And from what I'm hearing, is about what side of the stage they were going to stand on. I don't know. Something stupid. But that situation ended up translating and spilling out after the event because there was a lot of stuff said. A lot of stuff said back and forth on social media between Hitman Holla and Rain got in, I guess, with Rain being in NWX with T-Top. Rain is cold-blooded. Oh, well, yeah, we knew that for some time now since his arguing days. Rain, like, over the past few years, like, Rain has really he's been a savage. With his, you know, his back and forth over Twitter or Facebook or whatnot, but I guess you know Rain felt the need to, you know, take up for his guy, and NWX was, you know, nothing wrong with that, but he had some few choice words for Hitman that involved Hitman's mom, and if any, I'm quite sure everybody does know Hitman's mom is a cancer survivor. You know, she's been fighting cancer. And she's just, you know, somebody who I guess just on her strength is respected in the battle rap community just because of, you know, her fight, you know, what she's persevered through. You know, Tech N9ne has a bar, you know, talking about her. I'm strong like Hitman mom when she's fighting cancer. So I guess everybody was just in shock and awe once Rain said that. Rain didn't care. Like, he didn't care, but Rain stated that he only said that because he wanted Hitman to come fight. Like he was trying to say anything he could say to get Hitman to come. And they were supposed to meet up. Hitman was walking around New York. He was on live. And I don't know. It was a weird situation, but I don't know. What do you think about all this, Neo?
I mean, I definitely feel like, come on, I definitely feel like he should have probably kept his mom out of it. Like, but a lot of people been saying, like, you know, when you arguing with somebody, you don't argue with somebody that's beating around the bush. Like, you strike, you gotta strike and hit them to hurt them. So, I don't know, man. I just would never do nothing like that, especially if you know, like, you know what I'm saying? If somebody's parents are sick or if somebody's parents passed away, you know what I mean? Certain stuff you gotta leave out of the equation.
His first comment didn't seem like it was a personal attack on his mother per se. It just looked like he would have said that to anybody, like, you know, tell him to suck my with his mother's mouth. That was, I don't know, that
no
that sound like that was at him because of the simple fact that even if you just tell another man, if you invite another man to your penis, like, that's crazy. Like, so saying it with the mom in it, that's like, you know what I mean? That's like, if he would have said it, like, right in front of his face, that's like automatic fighting words right there. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, yeah, on the strength, but I don't know. That just sounds like something he would have said to anybody. Like, that was just a general statement. So it's not like you're telling him to do it per se. Like, so right. I guess it was like a pause. He made it like he like paused it a little bit. That's why I say it sounded general.
Right.
Like that's the way you're saying it, but putting a pause on it. Like, do it with your mother's mouth.
Right. But if you say that to anybody, that's mom is not going through something, that's different. But you know what his mom went through, so
yeah.
Going to strike somebody like. If something happened to somebody's mom and somebody's saying something about their mom, that's going to make them want to fight even more. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
But I just feel like they definitely need to cut it out, let it go, you know what I'm saying? Don't take it further than it need to be. Just let it go, man. Don't start messing these venues up, man. A lot of guys getting paid off of this. They feeding their families off of this. Like, don't take it there, man. Just let it go, man. And, man, I'm sure you got a whole bunch of stuff going on. You know, you on the show. Like, you still bad on making money. Like, just let it go, man. It just works. As long as he don't put his hands on you, then just let it go.
Yeah, hopefully nothing comes from out of this. Hopefully they can let this die down. It's stupid, really. It's really stupid.
Right.
But there were a lot of little scuffles or almost scuffles from Double Impact. You had the situation with Shotgun Shug and Charlie Clips when Clips pocket checked Shug. Shug has the audacity to get mad at that.
I don't get it. Like, come on, man. You pocket check everybody you battle. You can't get mad at a pocket check.
Do you think he's going to pocket check Head Ice?
He pocket check everybody, man.
He don't pocket check everybody. If you look at his list of people he didn't pocket check, we can bring this up on another show. I know if you look at the list of people that he didn't pocket check, I see a pattern. I don't want to say I don't want to say it, but if you look at the list of people he didn't pocket check, you might notice something, but I don't know. I don't see him doing it. But we'll see. But yeah, then it was the situation with the Goonies versus Team Hami. So you know that almost got ugly, but you know, luckily nothing really got too crazy. It wasn't really any fights or anything. So that's gonna do it for this week. Next week, I'm not sure. I think it's an event next weekend. It might be an event like every weekend from here on out. URL has a one-off coming up August 5th with Geechee Gotti versus Bluezy. You know who just had an event last weekend too? The Trek. Drake Dennis battled like twice last weekend.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, Drake.
Trey definitely been busy, like.
Oh yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. So we're gonna wrap this up this week. Once again, shout out to Miss Black Pearl.
Did we call it Tay Rock versus Hollow the Don? Did we do that last week?
No, they really just, I mean, we knew it was happening, but they really just officially announced it the other day. But, you know, we knew that was happening. Summer Madness. Madness. So, you know.
In the building?
I don't know. We'll see. See the rest of this card. Of course, we know it's going to be Shotgun Shug versus DNA. And then we'll see what the rest of the card looks like. But that's it for this week. You're on Compete Street once again. This is the Barcode. I'm your host, T.D. Barry, with Neo Ford. Once again, Lele was off tonight. Shout out to Lele Smalls.
Shout out, Lele.
We signing off. Y'all be cool. How y'all be cool?